This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Are college athletes really employees of their colleges and universities? That's the question at the center of a case involving the University of Southern California. A judge with the National Labor Relations Board will begin hearings today, which could change college athletics as we know it. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Under federal law, someone is considered an employee
if they are working under the control of an employer, and usually that's for some kind of compensation.
Risa Lieberwitz, a professor of labor and employment law at Cornell, says it's a broad definition, and college athletes, who are often compensated through scholarships, seem to fit it, argues Ellen Zavian at George Washington University.
They're told when to get up, what to do during the day, and when to perform.
But if student athletes succeed in being reclassified as employees, Zavian says they could negotiate for a cut of the revenues that colleges, conferences, and the NCAA now control.
A percentage of television, a percentage of merchandise, a percentage of all those revenue streams.
And if that happens, says David Berry at Southern Utah University,
it would fundamentally change the way in which this enterprise is organized.
But Barry's not holding his breath. He says he closely watched a similar effort fall short 8 years ago. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.